Of course, a great example are one that's often cited is Ajahn Liam, who's this. He's got probably more duties than all of us combined here. And more things that he takes responsibility for, more duties, more people looking to him. And he carries it all very extremely lightly. Years ago he was, we were preparing for the Ajahn Chah's cremation ceremonies. We were building this huge new hall because we knew we had a lot of people were coming to Wat Bapong, to Ajahn Chah's monastery, and needed to build this big hall. And he's working on it, and you know, the ceremony is actually coming up, and it's a big royal ceremony as it ended up, and we were expecting that. There's several hundred thousand people showed up, and anyway, he's up working on it, and monks are working on it, lay people are working on it, and his engineer comes along, and he's, "Wow, you know, this is a huge hall. Is it? You know, who designed it?" And then Liam said, "Yeah, I did." And "Who's overseeing the project?" He said, "Yeah, I am." He said, "Oh, when's it going to be finished?" "Tonight." "Oh, what do you mean tonight? How this is huge. How are you going to get it tonight?" He said, "Yeah." So it comes the evening, it's finished. "Tomorrow morning, I might do it again." Yeah, and that's the, you pick things up in a skillful way, you apply yourself to it, and you put it down. And that's letting go. Letting go isn't sort of, I can't have anything to do with this. You know, it's just, it's like that, as I was at the beginning of this afternoon, that sense of samadana, that picking things up rightly. And but it isn't sort of holding on to it either. You pick it up and you put it down when it's appropriate. When it's appropriate, you pick it up again. So that learning, it's that aspect of letting go is it has these nuances that we need to reflect on and experiment with.